بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنها رضي الله تعالى عنها أن قريشا أهمهم شأن المرأة المخزومية التي سرقت، فقالوا: من يكلم فيها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ فقالوا: من يجتري عليه إلا أسامة بن زيد حب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فكلمه أسامة فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أتشفع في حد من حدود الله تعالى؟ ثم قام فاختطب، ثم قال: إنما أهلك من قبلكم أنهم كانوا إذا سرق فيهم الشريف تركوه، وإذا سرق فيهم الضعيف أقاموا عليه الحد. وأيم الله لو أن فاطمة بنت محمد سرقت لقطعت يدها. متفق عليه. The Quraysh, there was an incident where they were concerned about a woman from the Makhzumiya tribe, and she had committed theft. She stole something. Now they were worried because according to the Islamic law, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set out, her hands would be chopped off, her hands would be cut off. So they were bothered, they were very concerned. So they began to ask one another, who will go and speak to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding this matter? In other words, to give her a chance, to give her a break, and not to mete out and execute this punishment to her. So they decided among themselves that the only person who will be brave to do so, who will have that, who has that type of contact with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and will be bold enough, that will be Usama, because he is a beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Usama bin Zaid, radiyallahu ta'ala an, was very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah was very fond of him, like how Rasulullah was fond of his father, Zaid radiyallahu ta'ala an. So Zaid, the father, and Usama were very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they felt that the only person who will have the courage will be Usama bin Zaid. They spoke to Usama radiyallahu ta'ala an. So Usama radiyallahu ta'ala an went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and spoke to him about this matter, that this woman has committed theft, and if it be possible to excuse her, pardon her, forgive her, and not let out, give her and execute the Islamic punishment to her. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَتَشْفَعُ فِي حَدٍ مِّنْ حُدُودِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Are you trying to intercede regarding a had, a penalty of the penalties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala has fixed certain laws. There are penal laws in the Quran. Person steals, this will be his punishment. Person commits adultery, this will be the punishment. These are fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no person can alter this or change this or intercede regarding this. ثُمَّ قَامَ فَاخْتَطَبَ. Rasulullah then stood up and he delivered a sermon. Therefore Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings this hadith in this chapter, when the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are violated, then a person should express his anger and displeasure, and he should assist the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the minbar. He addressed the sahaba, ثُمَّ قَالْ إِنَّمَا أَهْلَكَ مَنْ قَبْلَكُمْ. The thing that destroyed the people before you, people of the past, that whenever a rich person, a noble person, stole anything, when he committed theft, then the people forgave him, they pardoned him, they left him alone. But when a weak person, a poor person, he committed theft, then they would mete out the penalty to him, and they would execute that penal law upon him. Allah's qasam, even if Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his own daughter Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that if my own daughter Fatima had to steal, I would cut off her hand as well. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows us the justice and the fact that he would not just give or pardon the rich people and execute the penal law upon the poor. No, he showed complete justice. This is the justice of Islam. Also, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid down any law, any penal law, then no person has a right. The judge does not have a right. The people do not have a right to change and alter that law. They cannot intercede on behalf of the offender. So again, in this particular hadith, we learn the importance of justice in Islam, equality, be the person rich or poor. It should not be such that only the poor person, we are punishing him for any offense that he does, and the rich person, he goes off scot-free. And Rasulullah shows us that he became upset when a right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was violated. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.